Well, it's now been more than a week since Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, and most of the island is still without power, clean water, and telecommunications. But fewer than half of Americans are even aware that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S., according to recent polls. Critics say that's why the storm received relatively little coverage compared to other natural disasters and why federal aid has been relatively slow. But Puerto Rico's status as a commonwealth has always been complicated. And for more, let's head to the KCBS Newsline and talk with Gloria Bonilla Santiago, a Rutgers University professor of public policy who's written about the relationship between the U.S. and Puerto Rico for the Huffington Post. Gloria, good to have you with us, or professor. Let me address you as properly as I can. Good to have you with us. So how is it that only half of the country knows that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory?
Well, I think part of the problem is that, it hasn't been probably in the United States, but, you know, Puerto Rico has been a colony of the U.S. Since 1898. And so, you know, part of the challenge is that people don't understand the relationship. We don't have a voice in Congress. We don't vote for the president of the United States. So there are a series of laws since this 1898, you know, that have consolidated U.S. control, hindering the possibility of Puerto Rican sovereignty and the political emancipation. So, you know, one of these laws is this Merchant Marine Act of 1920, or the Jones Act, not to be confused with the 1917 Act, right, that gave us the citizenship. But this law, which determines that Puerto Rico maritime waters are ports in control by the U.S. agency, basically limits the shipping or imposes double costs of consumer goods arriving at our shores, and then it curtails the ability of non-U.S. ships, includes to engage in commercial trade with Puerto Rico. So that is the biggest problem we have right now. That's hindering, and again, this Jones Act, it's good for all the states. You know, you have, for example, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. When we got hit with hurricanes, the Jones Act, they waived it right away so that we can allow ships from anywhere to bring support. In Puerto Rico, you know, that's the problem. I mean, because Puerto Rico is so far, there's no trains, there's no communication, a way to get to Puerto Rico fast. You know, what we're saying, this law, which is 97 years old, only does is protect the American shipbuilding, but it doesn't do anything for the island. And so, you know, that's the biggest challenge we have right now. And then, of course, you know, the recent legislation, PROMESA, which is basically has created another big problem, which imposes millions of dollars of crude debt and stringent austerity measures on Puerto Rico and the people there. So that's another big challenge for the island. And then, of course, being hit by this hurricane, Puerto Rico will never recover economically. And that's what we're asking for, the abolishing of this Jones Act, because it really doesn't do anything for us. I mean, by allowing other ships and to come through there to bring diesel, to bring food, it really would allow Puerto Rico to, you know, begin to rebuild.
You know, and speaking a little bit more generally, you talk in the Huffington Post about the fact that Congress here in the United States can veto any law passed in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
The U.S. government has control over fiscal and economic matters. We actually only have about 30 seconds left, but if Puerto Rico were to become a state, and there has been votes in Puerto Rico in recent years to become a state, are Puerto Ricans starting to favor that, and would that alleviate some of these overall structural issues?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Puerto Ricans have bought it. 61% of Puerto Ricans in 2012 under Obama voted for wanting statehood. The problem is that that's going to need a resolution by the U.S. Congress signed by the president. And so if I was this president of the United States, instead of criticizing Puerto Rico and leaving us alone there, I would just run and say, hey, here I come. I'm going to support Puerto Rico. Let's make you a state. Let's figure out ways to rebuild the economy. And now he has almost 4 million people that can vote for him. But, you know, this guy doesn't get it, you know. So that's, I certainly, you know, the statehood, at this point, is Puerto Rico doesn't have no other choice. There's no way that we can stay as a commonwealth because it doesn't give us anything. And we can't go sovereignty or independence because we can't afford it. So the only way out is statehood.
Professor, thanks so much for your thoughts this morning. That's Gloria Bonilla Santiago, a Rutgers University professor who's written about the relationship between the U.S. and Puerto Rico for the Huffington Post.